tie a yellow ribbon. I remember there was a time in my life when I had to let something go that was just, I didn't want to let it go. It was a person, and I prayed and I asked God to help me let go. And I went to this event where there were balloons and we were out in a meadow, and I said, you know what? They said to place your cares and worries in your balloon and let it drift off, knowing that God hears and God will take care of it. So I wept with this balloon. It had a yellow balloon and a yellow ribbon, and I wept and I cried and said, God, you know how much I hate to let this go, and I'm letting it go, and I'm going to trust you, and yada, yada, yada. And I put it into the air, and off it went, and it was about 20, 25 minutes from my house, and it was just a really good exercise, and kind of just know it was settled. And the next day when I was going to work, or I was going out, and I left my house and I walked down into my driveway and into my yard, and my car was parked outside, I looked, and lo and behold, I was bewildered, because what was behind my car but a yellow balloon? It looked tattered and torn with the yellow ribbon. Looked like, where is that balloon gone? And it was laying behind my car. I was blown away. I could not believe this balloon was behind my car. And I knew at that moment that God had heard me, and by some miracle, God had sent that miracle, that balloon, behind my car. And I witnessed, going, wow. And I picked it up and I saved it. And I put it actually in a little jewelry box. It was so special to me. And it's like, if I showed it to you today, I couldn't prove that what I'm saying is real, but I know it's real. I experienced it. And it's just an amazing supernatural encounter that I had. And I've had many more, and I hope you do too. And, you know, just unbelievable. Thank you.